So we were just talking about how Seth Rogen took pictures with some kids at an event, some young adults, some older teenagers, and he's always been very open to taking pictures with fans. And the kid said, "Hey, our dad wants to take a picture with you. Cool with that?" And he's like, "Oh, sure." And he looks over and ends up being House Speaker Paul Ryan, who he does not want to take a picture with. So he shakes his hand and then he says, "Yeah, I'm not taking a picture with you." And so my question is that cool? Is it cool for Seth Rogen to say, "Nope, I don't want to take a picture with you"? Or should he treat him like any other fan and take a picture? So what do you think? 636-0977.
Good morning, brother.
What's up, bud?
Hey, I was thinking, he can do what he wants to do.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a question. What if he didn't know who Paul Ryan was? And then
It might have been a mistake.
I'm saying, what if he didn't know who he was, did take the picture, and then later was like, "Oh, it's that guy? Oh, no. So my point is, it's probably only because the politics are public, right? Otherwise, right, he wouldn't have known. I mean, how many pictures has Seth Rogen taken with fans? I'm sure all of them are not perfect people in his eyes if he knew them personally. He could have taken pictures with secret murderers, but he wouldn't know that. But because it's the public perception and he's got a brand, that's what he's worried about.
Good point.
Yeah, thanks. And, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. In my personal opinion, hey, he does have a brand. He wants to make more movies. He wants to be in more commercials. He wants to voice more cartoons. And if he feels like that's going to affect his living, yeah, he can. I think he has the right to say no. But you got to look at it both ways. You can do a little devil's advocate. I mean, he's already said he's more than happy to take pictures with fans if Paul Ryan's a real fan. All right, 636-0977. It's 97.7 The River.
My response is, yes, he always does have the right to say no, but I don't know if that's a politically savvy move because he's been stooping down to their level.
Mm.
And why would you want to do that?
Yeah. And I think also part of it is if he doesn't agree with the politics, and then once the picture's out there, and it's on the internet, so now people can spin that picture to be anything they want it to be.
Anything at all.
Yeah.
Anything at all.
So
yeah,
I could see him being a little apprehensive, but at the same time, why not just take the picture and say, "Hey, look, everyone likes me."
Exactly. just as a human being.
Right.
Put the politics aside. Yeah. So anyway, I really feel strongly he made a mistake.
Ah, okay. Well, thanks for your call.
Sure.
Take care.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. 97.7 The River, we're talking about Seth Rogen turning down Paul Ryan, who wanted to take a picture with him. Is that cool or is that not cool? 636-0977. Mike in Petaluma has an opinion. What's up, man?
Yo.
Hey.
Hey, the beauty of America is that you can do whatever you want to. You can diss whoever you want to. There are consequences.
Right.
But at least there's a freedom.
Totally.
I am more of a kill him with kindness than I am a whatever the opposite of that is, catch more flies with honey than vinegar person. So
yeah,
if I was Seth Rogen and Paul Ryan would have came up to me, I probably still would have said yes and taken the picture just because maybe by building a friendship, I could eventually bring Paul around to some of my points of view.
Huh.
But if he thinks I'm a hater, he might never love the things I love.
Interesting.
So yeah, there you go.
No, I totally agree. I actually, Susie, I don't know if you know this, and it's probably really hard for you to believe, but some people don't like me. And no, I know. And you okay? You almost fell.
I like you.
You're almost floored. Thank you. Well, thank you.
I know.
There are a handful of people out there that don't enjoy this show and don't like me. And that's mm-hmm. fine. That's the biz. I've been doing this long enough. I know I can't please everyone.
Yeah.
But there's one particular guy who I won't say his name. I'm not going to put him on blast on the radio, as the kids say. The kids from the 90s would say. That doesn't like me, and he's made it pretty public on the River Facebook page. And, I think the first time I took a vacation when doing this show, he just, lit up the page, thank God Daddy's not there. Oh, man, finally, I can listen to the River again, all this stuff. And it's fine. It's not a big deal. My point is that I agree with Mike, who just called, kill him with kindness, because he and I, this guy who doesn't like me very much, we come to an understanding. He may not like the show. He likes the station. He doesn't like the show, and that's okay. But we've kind of I had to break him down by sending him memes of kittens to say, "Hey, it's cool, man. Calm down. It's fine.
You don't have to like me.
Your opinion has been heard. We're good. I hope to keep this job because I have a family and I like doing it. But hey, it's fine. You don't like it, that I understand. And so we went back and forth with, you know, he keeps hating. I keep sending him memes of kittens and cute animals. And then eventually he was like, you know what, we should have a beer together. I said, you're
nice.
Right. You're right. We should. I mean, it could be to poison me. I don't know.